faster than a speeding browser, more powerful than a Google search engine, able to interface user experience with a single RAM, he's Digimon! In his never-ending battle for digital justice, Digimon has come to save the universe from digital ignorance. Disguised as Lauren Shade, mild-mannered Digi-Know-It-All at V1 Tech, Digimon uses his superpowers to save the corporate world from technophobia, a dreaded epidemic that plagues thousands of American companies and baby boomers. Let's join VR2's digital dolts, Mike and Chris, who find themselves in yet another technical conundrum.
What are you doing, Chris? Why do you look so distressed?
I'm trying to buy some music on the internet, and I can't figure it out. My password isn't working.
Well, what is your secret password?
Like I would ever tell you my secret password.
But, Chris, it's me. Why wouldn't you tell me? What would I do with it? I'm totally offended.
Whatever with all that, I'm not giving you my password.
Come on, you know all my passwords.
What? All I know is the one that you told me.
Which one are you talking about?
The stupidest one that offended you horrendously.
Captain Underpants. Stop changing the subject. Give me the password. Come on, what is it? You're such a flippin' diva.
How did you know that? Okay, it's easy. It's Queen Diva.
Okay, so Diana Ross is a diva. Mariah Carey's a diva. Chris, you consider yourself a diva?
No, that's not true. I am not a diva. It's just easy for me to remember.
You use it for everything.
Only when it's convenient to be a diva.
Which is 24/7, 365.
You know what? I'm just trying to buy music online.
Really? I'm guessing you're trying to buy a membership to LastChance.com.
Really? Fat chance for last chance.
Digimon!
Hey, Mike and Chris. I got this. No worries. It's not as tough as you think, Captain Underpants and Queen Diva. Not a good idea. It's a digital disaster waiting to happen. Here, let me explain. It's all about being simple and safe. And that's this Tuesday's tech tip. In a perfect world, the best solution would be just to remember all the usernames, account passwords, account numbers, and more, all the details in your head. That's a digital disaster and really a pie in the sky. My advice, keep it green, keep it simple, and keep data on demand. Passwords are a necessary evil to keep everyone on the same page. They keep us secure. They must provide protection. They need to authenticate the other person talking to them through the browser, which is actually you. This goes for every business. Just think of the numbers of the accounts that you might have. Maybe a bank account, credit card accounts, 401k, maybe your email, computer, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, PayPal, eBay, Amazon. What you can't do is what you've done. Use the same password for everything, a total recipe for a digital disaster. This is like Russian roulette on steroids. Think of it. If you use the same username and password everywhere, just one site gets hacked. Just talk to Sony about what happened to them in the PlayStation. Your digital universe could be opened up with one simple key. In an effort to make things simple for everyone, many sites are now allowing us to sign in with our Facebook and Twitter accounts. I'm not a big fan of that. The most important requirement is keeping our data secure. Just think of it. You take your phone to the dealer, and they immediately disappear into the back room for some amount of time. You really don't know if they've copied your phone or not. The most important requirement is keeping your data safe, and that means encryption. It is encryption that keeps our data safe. I've tried a number of applications, and some worked and some haven't. Some were able to sync data and some not. In the end, I found a product called Splash Data, by Splash Data, called Splash ID Safe that resolved my problem. It's an app that runs on a bunch of devices and can sync across all of them. I highly recommend it. And that's this Tuesday's tech tip. Don't forget the sweepstakes.
Chris, where's he going?
I don't know. Where did he go?
Oh my gosh, we didn't even get to say thank you.
No, but didn't he say something about a sweepstakes?
Well, yeah, it's a contest.
A contest. Oh, right.
Yeah, why don't you explain the contest?
Well, all I know is this, because I'm a digital dolt.
Yeah.
All I know is that it's an interactive contest that proves why you should not store your passwords on your phones.
Okay.
Yeah. You get to win some gift cards for Amazon. So
it will demonstrate why it's not a good idea. Right?
Yeah.
All you have to do, and there'll be a better explanation, vr2show.com or v1tech.net.
Yeah. So either one of those, you know, you could participate. It's kind of cool.
Enter to win. You get a $10 gift certificate to Amazon.
Yep. Sign up.
So log on and play.
Thank you, Digiman.
We'll see you next week.
Join us next week for another episode of VR2's Tech Tip Tuesday, where Digiman will once again save the world from technophobia. VR2's Tech Tip Tuesdays are brought to you by V1Tech.net.